Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty. You're welcome. This is a Christian podcast where faith, inspiration, and meaningful conversations come together. And I'm your host, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time here, you're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. So today, I just want to encourage you. Yes, it's an encouragement and also a reminder. And it's about something very important. Yes, you know, the Bible says we should encourage each other, right? And Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12 that I will always remind you of these things even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. So when we remind ourselves about something, it means we know that thing before we are aware of that thing. But it is important to remind ourselves, so to jog our memories, to jog our brains and our minds, so we can, you know, constantly remember that particular thing and do the right thing, you know, not to derail from that path. And that's what I want to tell you today, remind you and encourage you that don't stop praying. Yes, that's the message. Don't stop praying and don't stop studying the Word of God. You see, these two things cannot be separated. They are very important. Don't stop praying and don't stop studying the Word of God. Jesus in his parable in Luke 18 verse 1 said, men ought to always pray and not faint, which means prayer is very important, and there is no time, there is no point in life that we can say, oh, I want to stop praying. No, we keep praying every day, all day, every time, and we keep studying the Word of God. You know, God said to Joshua in chapter 1 verse 8 that this book of the law should not depart from his mouth, but he shall meditate on it day and night. The book of the law is our Bible now, the Word of God, the holy book of God. And there is no how we want to meditate on the Word of God without knowing the Word of God. You meditate on what you know, what you've read, what you've studied. So if you don't study the Word of God, if you don't know the Word of God, if the Word of God does not reside in you, there is obviously nothing you want to meditate on. So it is very important to pray and also to study the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray continually, pray without ceasing. These two things cannot be separated. It's very important in our relationship with God. You know, the moment we actually give our life to Christ, the moment we surrender our life to Christ, the moment we surrendered our lives to Christ, the devil has been restless. He has been restless because he never wants us to see the light. He never wants us to get liberated. He never wants us to, you know, be transformed. Yes. And that's why he is looking for every means to get us back to the darkness, to get us back to doing those things that Jesus saved us from. But you know, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We are not going to let our guards down. And that's why we have to be in constant communication with our Maker. We have to keep that intimacy with our Father so that the devil cannot come between us. And that's when we keep communicating with him in prayer and in studying of the Word of God. Jackie Hilberry said, studying the Word of God helps improve our prayer life. It improves our prayer, and it's just so true. So when you study the Word of God, and the moment you're praying, you have the Word of God to back it up. So you back your prayer up with the Word of God. Studying the Word helps you to pray according to the Word of God. So you're not just saying, you know, you're not just blabbing, you're not just saying all kind of things, but you have the Word of God to back it up. You are in a situation, you've read about how God said you should not be discouraged, He is with you, do not be dismayed. When you are praying, you rely on the Word of God that you've read, and you use that word, that particular word, to pray. You remind God of His Word. You have a biblical backup for your prayer. Yes. You know, the only way we can actually keep our relationship intact with God and, you know, always hear from Him, keep hearing from Him, is by constantly communicating with Him. You know, in every relationship, they'll tell you communication is very key. right? Because the truth is, you cannot go for like 2 months or a week or 1 month without calling your partner and you say you love that person. It's obvious you don't love the person, because somebody you love, you will always want to hear from that person. You will always want to speak to the person. You will always want to gist the person about, you know, if anything is even bothering your mind, you will always want to carry the person along. So when you say you love God, yet you don't pray, you don't speak with him, you don't know him, you don't read his word, how exactly do you love God? It's obvious you don't. So it's not about saying, it's about doing. In the sense that you keep praying, you keep studying the word of God. When you study the word of God, you know God's personality and you know his character. You learn about him. So when life's, you know, when life issues arises, you know that, oh, this is not God. It is the devil. And you understand that God will not allow these situations to overcome you. So you remember that God's word has, you remember what God's word has said about that particular situation. And you have that faith, you have that trust, believing he's going to help you out. But when you don't know his personality, when you don't know his character, when you don't even know what God is capable of, when any situation arises, you believe it's God tempting you. You believe it's God not watching over you, or he's the one allowing you to suffer. Study the word of God to know him. As much as it helps us to pray, it helps us to know who God is. You know, Priscilla Shara said something. She gave an illustration that if anybody just come to her and tell her something about her husband of 18 years, and she knows that that is a lie, because it's not part of his character, it's not part of his personality, she's definitely not going to believe it. She said that's exactly how it is when we keep studying the word of God and learn so much about God's character and personality. When the devil brings those lies to us, when he brings those situations to us just to make us feel it is God behind it, we will know, because we've read it in his word, that he is not the one. He won't tempt us with evil, although we will face those tribulations, but he's there to help us and to, you know, bring us out of those situations. So when you study the word of God, you learn his character, you know his personality, and you get to even interact with your father, because you have questions, you will ask him questions, and it's just a moment that you enjoy. And it's not all the time that you pray that you're just asking. It's not all about asking when you are praying. There are times all you do during your prayer time is just to sing praises. There are times all you want to do is declare your love for him. You know, just tell him how much you love him. Just tell him, you know, there are times all you want to do is pour your heart to him. Just tell him everything bothering you. There are times you just want to intercede for people. It's not all about asking all the time. There are a lot of things you can do during your prayer time to enjoy that moment with God. But the truth is, it's not easy. If I say praying consistently and studying the word of God consistently is something easy, I'd be lying, because there are times I stopped praying. So there are times I failed because I allowed the devil. Because I remember back then in school, I used to have a roommate. You know, we are not of the same religion, so not that I don't pray when she's around or I don't study the word of God. I do it, but you know, I don't really have my space. I don't really have that, because I wouldn't want to disturb anybody by shouting or, you know, disturbing anybody in the room. So whenever she's not around, because most of the time she's, you know, not always around, so I seize the opportunity, I seize the moment to pray. Like, I want to converse with my father, to study the word of God. In fact, I read Christian books. I just read book, I'll read the Bible, then I'll pray, I'll just enjoy that moment. I'll make good use of that moment by conversing with my father. But you know, there are times that I'll just feel like, I've prayed in the morning, I don't think I should pray this time. And you know, the Holy Spirit will just pray, you know, encouraging me to pray. But then I'll be hearing another voice, like another voice, which I know is of the devil, telling me, you don't have to pray. You've prayed in the morning. You are right. You've prayed in the morning. God is not that mean. God is not that hard. You can just pray, maybe just take a nap. By the time you wake up, you understand? And I'll just, there are times I fell for those lies. I'll sleep. by the time I just wake up, I'll see that, oh, time has gone. Like, I cannot do what I used to do before. But when I realized that, oh, this is getting too frequent, I had to tell God, God grant me the strength. I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to stop. I have said it that this time I'll be using it for you. I'll be praying and I'll be studying the word of God. Nothing is going to stop this. Of course, I've prayed in the morning, but then I want you to know that praying consistently or studying the word of God is not all about the morning devotion or the night devotion. Even during the day, you can keep praying. At your place of work, you can keep praying. It's not like you shouting or screaming. You can mutter those words. When you study the word of God in the morning, you can keep meditating on that verse, that word, all through the day. So you're conscious of God. Even when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you can hear. You're conscious of the Holy Spirit. You can listen and hear what He's telling you. So don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. It's not going to be easy, but then you have to continue to ask God for the strength. You have to continue to ask Him for strength, and He will definitely give you. He will definitely answer you. Don't stop praying. Don't relent. And don't stop studying the Word of God. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We know he is trying every possible means to get us away from God. But no, we are not going to allow him. We are not going to allow him. And the moment we allow the devil to stop us from praying or from speaking to our Father or from studying the Word of God, the moment we allow it, the moment we fall for that lie, the moment we fall for that trap, it becomes easy, you know, to be inconsistent. You will just see that today you've not prayed, tomorrow you've not prayed, you're procrastinating, and gradually you're procrastinating. Like I said earlier, you're procrastinating your prayer time and your study time. You know, you say, I'll pray tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, you say, oh, I'll pray maybe in the night. The night you didn't pray. That you have to be aware that it's the devil at work. Yes, it's the truth. He's happy. You're not praying, you're sleeping. He's happy. Thereby, he can attack you. Because he does not want you to hear from God at all. So when you keep procrastinating, your relationship with God, that intimacy is starting to reduce. And God does not want that. He does not want it. Because he wants to keep speaking to us. Please don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop studying the Word of God. This is very important. I keep hammering on it. I keep emphasizing on it because it's very important. Don't relent. Pray without ceasing. Pray continually. Study His Word continually. Sometimes you would not feel like, but you've got to force it. Yes. Those times you don't feel like praying, let it be the exact time you're going to pray even more. Force yourself. You know, they tell you what you force yourself to do, you won't enjoy it. It's not like prayer. Let me tell you the truth, because I had experienced that. It's something I have tried. I had to force myself. And the moment you force yourself and you get yourself in the mood of prayer, let me tell you the truth, you won't feel like you forced yourself. In fact, you would be happy that you forced yourself. When you force yourself to pray and you get in that mood of praying with your Father, you know, praying to your Father, communicating with Him, you enjoy that moment, of course. Thereby, you even forget that you forced yourself. You will become refreshed, revived and lively again. Praying to God is not boring. You have to enjoy it. Don't let it look boring. Studying the Word of God, don't let it look boring to you. You have to enjoy it. Put yourself in the mood. Get yourself interested in prayer and studying the Word of God. And if you do that, you will see that you will continue to enjoy it. You will continue to enjoy praying. You will continue to enjoy studying the Word of God. Even when at times it doesn't come easy like that, you will just force it, like I said earlier. You will force it and you will keep asking God for strength. Even in your prayer time, you keep asking Him for strength, because to be consistent can be very, very hard. And that's why you have to keep asking Him for strength, because you can't do it all by yourself. You can only say, oh, I'll pray tomorrow. When that day comes, it becomes easy for you to say, oh, you know, to procrastinate and say another time. And that's why you have to keep asking God for strength. Don't stop praying. As much as you want to keep hearing the voice of your partner, you want to keep hearing from your partner every day, you want to know about your partner, you want to know about the day of, you know, how his or her day went or something. You just want to be in constant communication with. That's exactly what God wants. He wants us to keep speaking to Him. He wants to hear us talk to Him. He wants to hear what's bothering us. When anything is bothering you, go to God and tell God, oh, Father, this is what I experienced. Of course, He knows, but He wants you to tell Him. He wants you to tell Him because that's to say you trust Him, you love Him, and you rely completely on Him. If you really want an intimate relationship with God, don't stop praying. Don't stop studying the Word of God, because these are the ways you get closer to Him. These are the ways you get to know Him more and know His character and know His personality. Remember, if you don't speak to your partner in like a I keep saying partner because this is a very relatable example, right? So when you don't speak to your partner in like 2 weeks straight or 1 month, such partner will not be happy, right? So that's how it is when we fail to tell God, or when we fail to pray to Him, when we fail to speak with Him, when we fail to talk to Him or talk with Him. He's not happy because He feels you don't trust Him. Yes. He is not happy when we fail to speak with Him, and you know, the only time you just pray is when you're facing problems or facing issues, and it shouldn't be. We have to constantly keep praying, constantly pray and constantly study the Word of God. As much as your partner wants to keep hearing from you, as much as your partner wants to keep hearing your voice, so also God wants to keep hearing from you and keep speaking to you. Don't relent. Don't stop studying. Don't stop praying. Remember, if Jesus were not to be rooted in the Word of God, in that chapter 4, how exactly would He have battled with the devil in the wilderness? Because the Word of God allows us, you know, when we allow the Word of God to reside in us, it helps us to understand His character, like I said, and it also helps us to fight whatsoever battle that may arise, be it sickness, temptation, lack, anything. It was the Word of God that helped Jesus because He knew so much of the Word of God. In fact, the devil knows the Word, so how much more we, the children of God? Jesus, you know, was fighting that temptation with the Word of God. And that was how he won, he overcame, and, you know, he succeeded and didn't fall for the temptation. So I want you to know that even the devil knows the Word of God. And that's why you have to keep studying the Word of God so you can fight any battle that may arise. It might be temptation, it might be lack, it might be sickness, whatever it is. Those things are lies. Those things are, you know, situations that want us to lose our faith and our trust in God. But no, we are not going to lose our trust in God. And that's why we have to continue to pray and continue to study. Continue in prayer and the Lord will help you. I pray for strength and the grace to keep praying for every one of us in Jesus' name. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying and don't stop studying the Word of God. And may the Lord help us all in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this very end. I know it's a long talk, but then I couldn't help but just say everything. And I hope that you're blessed. If so, I'll really encourage you to please share this message with somebody that needs to be encouraged and needs to be reminded as well. And I pray He's going to bless all those people too in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow this podcast show. Don't forget to follow and also drop your comments. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you feel about this particular episode. And until next time, stay blessed. Thank you.